We've talked about how we're losing our identity as a nation. Lately, instead of our country coming closer together, it seems this administration is driving us further apart. Joining us now is Selwyn Duke on a story on how a school may be administrating grades and punishment based on race.
Hi, Michael. It's great to be on the Savage Nation again. Michael, I have a question for the audience. Would you hire teachers and mete out punishment to students based on race? Well, some obviously would, because that's exactly what's happening in the Tucson Unified School District in Arizona. Here's the story. The district has decided that instead of choosing teachers based on merit, you know, that outdated concept, it'll hire teaching staff who reflect the racial composition of its largely minority student population. So here's what's happening now. While many teachers have lost their jobs this year, the Tucson Unified School District is wasting oodles of tax money to hire teachers from out of state who have just the right complexion. Oh, and you love this. The school district also hired someone who, well, I guess you could call their diversity czar, a white guy named Richard Foster, to find these teachers. And he's getting paid $80,000 a year courtesy of the Tucson taxpayer.
A white guy? Well, I'm sure his final act will be to replace himself with a minority.
Yeah, I'm sure, Michael, because we all know that principle trumps money with leftists. Now, as for leftist principles, the Tucson Unified School District is applying another one. It's expanding a controversial Mexican-American studies program, which is in the same vein as the teacher hiring plan because it also applies racial and ethnic quotas, just here to history and learning in general. Now, there's a lot we can say about this kind of insanity. Most obviously, we're not one people if we don't speak the same language and embrace the same culture. We're not one people if we don't study the same history, are we? I mean, should we base schooling on students' racial and ethnic background? Is that a good idea? Should we have, depending on the kids, German-American, Italian-American, Greek-American curricula, or some other variety? This is a recipe not for a melting pot, but for going to pot. That's what it is. It's a standard that guarantees that instead of e pluribus unum, our nation's just going to devolve into a divided land of competing subcultures. So, you know what? Maybe we should just start the partitioning now if this is the way we want to go. But you know what? It gets even worse. Because the Tucson School Board has started the partitioning, it has, in the area of punishment. Listen to this. The school board also wants minority students' suspensions and expulsions to be reduced until statistically there are, quote, no ethnic racial disparities, unquote. Because, you see, the compassionate leftists want a, quote, restorative school culture and climate, unquote, so all students will have, quote, a sense of belonging, unquote. As the Arizona Republic's Doug McEachern put it, some behavior will be met with strict penalties, some will not. It all depends on the color of the student's skin.
Unbelievable. Well, you see, this is the only way the good white liberals in Tucson can show everyone how compassionate they are, by committing Harry Carey.
Well, yes, Michael, and with compassion like that, who needs hatred? But anyway, here's what's going on here. In just the way that social engineers have overlooked the fact that testing and hiring are meant to reward achievement, they forget that discipline exists to punish transgression. Instead, because we're infected with what I call equality on the brain, we're going to punish students based on quota. Oh, and here's the kicker. In grand 1984 style, the Tucson School Board has created a, quote, equity team, unquote, whose name belies its actual purpose. Because while it's supposed to ensure, quote, social justice for all students, and by the way, when you hear left speak like social justice, see a red flag. But while the team wants social justice, achieving equal outcome requires what? Unequal treatment. So the team's business will be injustice. But to be even more blunt, what's really being said here? Well, what's really being said is that white students will now, on average, be punished more harshly for misbehavior. Now, what many don't realize is that this hurts minorities just as it does whites. Why? Well, because minority students are being held to a lower standard here, and that hurts them. Because after all, holding kids responsible is a key to elevating them. And of course, it goes without saying that a thing like this is only going to engender bitterness in the white students. So really, the Tucson School Board should call their new program Creating Racial Hatred 101. Now, looking at an even bigger picture, it's yet another example of legitimizing prejudice and discrimination against whites. Because remember what's going on today. Students are already accosted with revisionist history and curricula, the media, and popular culture, and through it, whites are demonized. And add to this policies that institutionalize discrimination against whites, such as this two-tiered punishment regime, and you already have what? You have a form of mild persecution. Now, do you recall those math problems in school where you had to finish a progression? If this process continues, where do you think it'll lead? 2, 4, 6, 8, you know? This one is not that much more difficult to complete. Now, getting back to teaching history based on quota, the Savage Nation knows that I always try to diagnose the underlying causes of today's insanity. I'm not satisfied to just look on the surface. And I often talk about moral relativism because it is the characteristic spiritual disease of our time. And sure enough, it's a factor in our history based on quota mentality as well. And this is because it blinds people to the one great commonality they can share, and that is truth. Let's examine this. Now, a prerequisite for good education is identifying what's important so it can be imparted to children, right? And recognition of truth is central to this because it's the yardstick with which we can determine what is better and worse, good and evil, important and unimportant. Given this, it's easy to understand the kind of problem that relativism, the belief that there's no truth, would pose. Because you see, since relativism robs us of the yardstick of truth, it reduces everything to mere opinion. And then, you can't really say that anything is more important than anything else, can you? And then, how can you decide what to teach? You see, it's the kind of confusion that gives us history textbooks with more information about Marilyn Monroe than George Washington. And yes, that's an actual example. So, how do the relativistic leftists decide what to teach? Well, the answer is, listen closely, they use as a yardstick the things that matter most in a world without truth. Feelings. And what do you do then? Well, you teach girls, blacks, Hispanics, etc., what you think will make them feel better, and what makes you feel better, as opposed to what will make them know better. So, motivated by this, and relativism's corollary, that all cultures and ideas are equal, I'm sure you've heard that one, you start presenting history based on quota, and then it's feminist curricula for the girls, Afrocentrism for blacks, and Mexican-American studies in Tucson.
Well, the kids may not be able to find Iraq on a map or know who Winston Churchill was, but as long as they know that Heather has two mommies and who Daddy's roommate is, they'll be okay.
Well, yeah, Michael, it's absolutely the worst kind of academic malpractice because it denies children what they really need. And here's an example of what I'm talking about. Some educators will dispense with classical literature because it was written by dead white males. We've all heard that, right? But think about this. Did we study the classics years ago because they were written by white people mainly? No. No more than educated ancient Romans learned Greek and studied Greek classics because they were created by Greek people. We did it because such works often express great truths and thus have stood the test of time. Anyway, at the end of the day, despite all the left's posturing about equality, its members are in fact the most prejudiced people you'll find. And this also is a function of their relativism. Now, why do I say this? Because denial of truth does in fact lead to that governance by emotion and prejudice. That negative opinion with no basis in reality is usually a phenomenon of the emotional realm. And this is why leftists care more about the color of a teacher's skin than what's coming out of his mouth. And it's why, more and more, what's coming out of teachers' mouths is not what should be put into children's heads. Michael, I thank you so much for having me on the show again, and God bless you and your audience.
Selwyn Duke, thanks for being on the Savage Nation.